At WNEW-FM, let's take you live to the stage of the bottom line.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Dano from WNEW-FM. Hey, you can do better than that. You're live on the radio right now. Come on. These are some very good friends of ours. Would you please welcome Enigma recording artist Al Stewart.
This place, a velvet shell of mystery, with one foot on your shore. Then and there, resolved to go where no man had before. Maybe I was snow blind, perhaps the wind spoke true. I so easily forgot the hopeless quest of Shackleton, the dreamlike death of Scott. Maybe I was snow blind, perhaps your voice was true. I believed in stories then, as travelers sometimes do.
Thank you. Hello. A couple of new songs to start off here tonight with. That one's called Antarctica. It's about a very chilly woman, and it contains both the manic Ernest Shackleton and everyone's favorite manic depressive English eccentric Robert Falcon Scott. This is a song which advocates Jacobite revolution in the Iberian Peninsula. It's called The King of Portugal.
In a big four-poster bed, noble tapestries from wall to wall, and a crown upon my head. Bells ring and servants spring, the jewels and the robes for the night to begin. Would you love me forever if I had everything? Would you love me forever if I were a king? Then it seemed that I was traveling through the granite hills of vineyards spread in front of me, in a carriage headed south. Night came and the skies aflame, all that I saw was all mine to claim. Would you love me forever if I had everything? Would you love me forever if I were a king? Tell you what your fantasies mean, but I don't feel the need to understand everything. Would you love me forever if I had everything, everything? Would you love me forever if I were a king? Thank you very much. Calendar says that it's November the 15th,
1988. I don't believe that for one moment. I believe that you should live in the past and in the future as well as the present. Otherwise, you have no understanding whatsoever about what it is all about. And we're going to do some time traveling right now, beginning with this song called Time Passages.
Late in December, the sky turned to snow. All round the day was running down slow. Night like a river beginning to flow. I felt the beat of my mind go, drifting into time passages. Yes, go falling on the fading light in time passages. Love in the past, all the years run too short and the days too fast. Things you lean on, things that don't last. Well, just now and then my line gets cast into these time passages. There's something back there that you left behind in time passages. Buy me a ticket on the last train home. Of starting to talk. Don't know why you should think you've got something to learn. It's just a game that you play.
on saxophone tonight from America. Here he is, Dave Camp. Sometimes you gotta go to a different country to make it. Sometimes it's just not enough to be born where you're born. You just gotta move. You gotta move. Jimi Hendrix had to go to England to make it. He was, you know, pretty much ignored in his own country. 40 years earlier, there was a young black girl who grew up in St. Louis, Missouri. She was 16 years old. She'd had two illegitimate children. And her life in the 1920s, you could imagine, would have been absolutely terrible. In 1988, in America, currently, her life would probably be finished, given the current social standing. And yet, at the age of 16, she went to Paris and became the toast of the town, a sensation in the 1920s, and a cult and a legend all over France to this very day. I've written a song about her. Aretha Franklin, I believe, is going to do an entire concert series about her, but I got there first, so I'm going to put this one in now. This is a song which, you know, just is dedicated to effort, you know. No matter how far you've got to go, you can do it. It's called Josephine Baker.
I was watching TV late last night. A scene transported me. Long gone figures came back to life in a documentary. Though I saw them dance for joy, I was sad I missed that show. If I had a time machine, I know just where I'd go. I was born too late to see Josephine Baker dancing at a Paris cabaret. Born too late to see Josephine Baker, she must have been waiting her. From a crowd even at an early age. I believe that her call was loud. She just lit up the stage. You can put on all that gloss and still not have the feel. What's inside will come across, and only real is real. I was born too late to see Josephine dancing in a Paris cabaret. Born too late to see Josephine Baker dancing in a Paris cabaret. In black and white film, you can't mistake her. She must have been waiting for her. Confines of the age I'm born into. Though there were others worse than mine, I miss what I can do. Join the feast of ancient Greece, see Alexander's library. Maybe clink a champagne toast with a jazz age dancing queen. I was born too late to see Josephine dancing at a Paris cabaret. Born too late to see Josephine Baker dancing at a Paris cabaret. In black and white girl, you can't mistake her. She must have been waiting for her heyday.
Thank you. Anything you don't recognize is a new song. We have a new album out, which WNEW and its wisdom has been playing. And the title of it is called The Last Days of the Sanctuary. And it's good. Go out and buy it. I very rarely recommend my own albums because I really only care for about three of them, but this is one of the ones that I like, so take my word for it, folks. Go out and listen to it at least. We're going to go back in time a little bit, and here is the co-composer of all the songs you've heard so far. I'm obviously the lyricist, and he's the musical genius of the band, Peter White. Here he is.
Smuggling guns and arms across the Spanish border. The wind whips up the waves so loud. Ghost moon sails among the clouds. Turns the rifles into silver on the border. On my wall, the colors of the maps are running. From Africa, the world's that talk of change is coming. Torches flare up in the night. The hand that sets the bombs alight has spread the word to those waiting on the border. In the village where I grew up, nothing seems the same. You never see the change from day to day. Notices the customs slip away. Late last night the rain was knocking on my window. I moved across the darkened room under my lamp glow. But I saw down on the street the spirit of the century, telling us we're all standing on the border. In the village village where I grew up, nothing seems the same. The pattern just remains an empty shell. There's a strangeness in the air, you feel too well. Fishing boats go out across the evening water, smuggling guns and arms across the Spanish border. The wind whips up the waves so loud, goes from the sails among the clouds, turns the rifles into silver on the border. On the border. On the border. On the border.
You're hearing Al Stewart live from the Bottom Line over 102.7 WNEW-FM, New York.
We want to do a song about lawyers for you now, and this raises an interesting proposition, this song. The proposition is that we should... it advocates the use of limited nuclear warfare against lawyers. I'm told by ecologically-minded friends of mine that this is not perhaps a proper procedure. So I've gone back to the idea of public stoning. I don't know whether you're in agreement with this. We have 700,000 of them. Japan gets by with 13,000. So I'm not usually in favor of killing lots of people, but this is an exception. Any lawyers listening to this tonight, this is for you. May you be disbarred and may your remains be thrown into the river and eaten by shrimps. This one's called License to Steal.
Like a bomb, a smile on both faces, he calls it a plum. He wants a bite of your apple, hands you back the peel. He's fresh out of law school, he's got a license to steal. When he offers his advice, you can guarantee $100 an hour, you will see how many complications your life can reveal. He's fresh out of law school, he's got a license to steal. He's an ambulance chaser, a waiver of papers. He loves to mix with the movers and shakers. He's taking from them, taking from you. Lawyers love money, anybody. So do just take it. He's poking his nose into people's despair. When tragedy strikes, he will always be there. Looking cool, but his greed's too hard to conceal. He's fresh out of law school, he's got a license to steal. Thank you. term is at law. No one can tell me what we need them all for. We should throw them in chains, chastise the man that you can. If it doesn't work, we ought to take them out and you can blow them right out of pieces. It's the obvious way. Don't write a thesis, just do it today. Take them to the court of no final appeal. When you're fresh out of lawyers, you don't know how good it's gonna feel.
Unless I'm hallucinating, we've got Lawrence Taylor in the in the audience tonight. Number 56 Giants, anyway, that's right. Well, he looks more like Mark Bavaro, but there you go. This is an oldie. This one's called Nostradamus.
Across the sea, and the sails were for the morning, and the cries rang out to me. Just rearranges the players in the game. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, I had a dream. It seemed I stood alone. And the veil of all the years goes sinking from my eyes just like a stone. Death by the English Parliament shall be fire and plague to London come in the year of 623. An Emperor of France shall rise, who will be born near Italy. His rule cast his empire dear, Napoleon his name shall be. Franco come on, the government driven out shall be. An English king seeks divorce from his throne cast down a sea. One named Mr. shall become captain of great Germany. No law does this man of sorrow, bloody as rise and fall shall be. of Nostradamus, all your wisdom on to me.
Radio stations are fun. I was doing an interview with one in Toronto, raising money. I can't even remember what it was for, but the disc jockey, it was like an AM thing, you know? It was like, oh, wow, Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, Coca-Cola. And it was one of those things. And he paused for, you know, sort of breath, which in sort of AM DJ terms means about, you know, sort of 1/100th of a second. And then he said to me, well, what is this I hear about you going out with all these blonde women? And I was on the end of the telephone. I was sitting in Los Angeles. He's in Toronto. Blonde women? What's he talking about? Well, you know, we keep picking up the papers. No, 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 no. You're going out with all these blonde women. And, you know, Britt Eklund and Alana Hamilton. And then I sort of paused. This is absolutely true. This happened to me just recently. And I said, do you mean Rod? And there was like, sort of like... This is how fast this guy's reactions were. There was a 2-second silence, and then a voice said, we're going to go to a commercial. So, that was, and then he never got back to me. It just went click. That was the end of it, so there you go. This one's about falling in love in a hotel in Portland, Oregon. It goes like this.
You told the man in the Broadway hotel nothing was stranger than being yourself, and you replied with a tear in his eye, love was a roll away, just a cajole away, missed on a summer's day, nothing was clear, love was a smile away, just a defile away, I sought it every way, no one came near. You asked the man for a room with a view, nothing was said as he stared at his shoe, and he replied as he gave you the key, love was a roll away, just a cajole away, missed on a summer's day, nothing was clear. Alone in your room you hide, and the night rolls by, and the street outside, you feel over the words he said, and they turn to rain all around your head. You're seeking hide away while the light of day isn't on your face. A door's sign keeps the world away behind the shades of your silent day. You told the man in the Broadway hotel you made your home in the Broadway hotel. Room service came at the touch of a bell, and he replied as he gave you the key, love was a steal away, just a reveal away, missed on a summer's day, nothing was clear. But as he turned away, you asked the man to stay, he was there all the day, no one came near.
I'd like to introduce some more members of the band to you, and we're going to feature them. First of all, our lead guitar player. He's from America. His name's Steve Rucker. Here he is. We're fortunate to have on drums a man who's had many hits in his time with a band called Poco. He's on 8 of their albums, including their best-selling record, Legend. Steve Chapman on drums. And this one basically, once it gets going, features our sax player and our guitar player, but it has a rambling intro.
Rambling.
I'm a rambling boy, yeah. Well, basically, because it's improvised, this is like free form. We'd like to, you know, as we're on the radio, we'd like to display as many different sides of musical interests as possible. This song has some jazz in it, some blues, it has a little bit of barrel house boogie from the turn of the century, even a little bit of classical, and the subject matter is, I don't really think it's that important, but in case you follow these things, it's about going to a brothel with Toulouse-Lautrec in the latter half of the 19th century, and it's called Café Society. The entire introduction on the piano, played by Peter White, is improvised. It's different every night. And I don't know where to come in, so all of us here in the room and everyone listening, we're just going to all wait together. And when he nods, I'll start singing. So this is Peter White playing the piano. To ask ourselves, could Motley Crue do an introduction like that? I bet they have more fun than we do, though. Okay, here we go. When reality is failing and nothing is prevailing but the wind, I come to you. Out of sight, like a fugitive trailing across a barren land, you let me in. You always do.
My reason is caught by the sudden gust of lateral thought that sweeps me far beyond. It's the opium of the night, the ocean of words we toss in the air, grown more absurd and nobody seems to care. It's a refugee's respite, cafe society. Thank you.
Steve Bracker on guitar.
He's in America.
When I was a kid, I had a sort of recurring dream that I would join the Rolling Stones. I was about 17 years old, and I always felt that, you know, Keith Richards would die, and I mean, he was very healthy in those days. There was no reason. It was just I had this recurring dream, and Mick Jagger was going to knock on my door at midnight and say, you know, we got a gig in Manchester tomorrow night. You got to join the band. You know, and I was ready. I was packed every single night for a year. It didn't happen. And finally, I played Reading Town Hall in England, opening for the Rolling Stones. I actually did. So I finally very nearly joined the band. It was like just really, really close because I was sharing a dressing room. And I played Brian Jones' guitar, the old lime green Gretsch, and I finally got to talk to Mick, and I thought, well, this is it. You know, it's like, this is where I joined the Stones. And I got to tell you, it came this close. If he hadn't said no, I would be a member of the Rolling Stones. So that's how I was nearly a pop star. This is the closest I came to it again. This one's called The Year of the Cat.
Her eyes shine like the moon and the sea.
You know, sometime you're bound to leave home. Now you're gonna stay in the year of the cat. Oh, year of the cat. Thank you very much, New York. That's very nice of me to be. Thank you. Thank you very much. We'd like to thank you for coming out tonight. It's late in the morning. We'd like to thank WNEW for giving us this chance to maybe display a slightly different kind of popular music to the world at large. And we will now shamelessly plug the title track of our new album. Last time I checked, there were 45 copies of this available in Tower Records. I don't want to see them when I go there tomorrow, so go out there and suck them up. This one's called The Last Days of the Century.
When the wind blows,
Shakespeare. You know I still get those shakes when you stop the sneer. You look like Estelle from Cecil B. DeMille when I saw you waiting at my door. Fire. Thank you very much indeed for coming. Thank you, WNEW. Thank you, all of you. Thank you, all the listeners. See you soon. Are you sure you don't want to go home? I mean, is this one? Sensible people are asleep at this hour. Come on. Ronald Reagan has been asleep for the last 8 hours. Now, come on. I've got a theory. People thought they were voting for Kate Bush. I may be wrong. I don't know. All right, here we go. Let's do a song by one of the old masters. My love, she speaks like silence, without ideas of violence. She doesn't have to say she's faithful, yet she's true like ice, like fire. marry roses, make promises by the hour. My love, she laughs like the flowers, Valentine's can't buy her. In the dime stores and bus stations, people talk of situations, read books, repeat quotations, draw conclusions on the wall. Some speak of the future, my love speaks subtly. She knows there's no success like failure, failure's no success at all. Dangles right on the slide, the candles in the ceremonies of the horsemen. Even the poor must bear a grudge. Statues made of matchsticks crumble into one another. My love, love, she does not bother. She knows too much to argue or to judge. The bridge of midnight trembles, the country doctor rambles, bankers, nieces seek perfection, expecting all the gifts that wise men bring. The wind howls like a hammer, the night blows rainy. My love, she's just like some raven at my window with a broken wing. Record on lead guitar here. Say goodnight to Dave Camp, the saxophone, harmonica. Say goodnight to Steve Chapman on drums. And Robin Lamble on bass tonight. Peter White on guitar. said the apple to the orange. Oh, I wanted you to come close to me and kiss me to the core. Then you might know me like no other orange has ever done.
Thank you.
And Kenny, you were down here for the early set, right?
No, I didn't get to see
it. You missed it.
No, because it was sold out. It was completely sold out, so I couldn't, and they only had the late show available, so I just listened on the radio.
I see, but you enjoyed it. Yeah. It was almost like being here, the next best thing.
Exactly, and the new music sounded great, too.
Didn't it sound real terrific?
Yes. The title song, which we've played on the radio, if we've snuck in from time to time, Last Days of the Century, is just a great piece of work.
Al just walked by. I wanted to ask him, like, you know, he has this fascination with time. I mean, there are time passages. And, you know, the year of the cat, and this is Last Days of the Century, and Nostradamus.
Can you grab him?
Can I grab... I beg your pardon, Kenny?
See if you can get hold of him.
You wanted me to try and get a hold of him?
Yes.
All right, I'll ask Kara to go.
Because I have to give the weather anyway, so see if you can.
And you want me to ask him about this, you know, what the deal is here?
Yeah, I think that's good. I think one thing we also have to mention is that Al Stewart has been brought to you live in concert at The Bottom Line, and it has been brought to you by The Wiz, because nobody but nobody beats The Wiz.
Okay, Kara's just giving me the no sign, is what she told me, so...
He slipped through time,
I guess,
huh?
He slipped through
slipped
time.
Slipped through one of those time
at the bar trying to enjoy himself.
Okay.
Okay?
You reached out your hand and he disappeared.
Yeah, that's it. All right, Kenny, it's all yours. I'm, as Marty said, wait, Al's coming back here. Here he is. Oh, this is pretty fascinating, isn't it? This is lovely. Here he comes. Hi, Al. Congratulations. Real good show.
Oh, do you know something? That felt really good. I have no idea what it sounded like.
You know something? I think everybody is saying how great it sounded. Oh, I'm sorry. And I know beforehand you were a little like, but now you feel good, right?
Yeah. I, as much as the first show, the sound was all wrong, the second show, everything seemed to go fine. It very often happens, you know what I mean? It's like you arrive and you get all the technical bugs out of the way. I am so glad you guys did the second show, not the first one. You know?
It's our pleasure, but it's just the magic we have of these late show live concerts. Everything always is charmed, Al. I meant to tell you that beforehand, but I just didn't want you to be overconfident or anything like that. But we do thank you. I was just wondering, all your records seem to have a lot to do with time. You know, you have Time Passages, Year of the Cat, this Last Days of the Century, okay? So what is this fascination with time here?
I don't know, I read a lot of history, you know, I'm an amateur historian, I think all the world knows that, and it seems to me that we're standing upon the bones of our ancestors. You know, when you pick up a telephone, you know, you go, wow, you know, Alexander Graham Bell or a light bulb, Thomas Edison, you know, and for better or for worse, too, because there are some bad things, obviously, in our past. But since the advent of Sumeria for 6,000 years, you know, we ethically, I think, have a duty to understand and to recognize both our heritage and the heritage of all the peoples of the earth. You know, that seems to me a logical position to take. If you live in the present, you have no sense of self. You have no sense of identity. There are a lot of people right out on the street right now who don't know where they came from and therefore don't know where they're going to. You have no way of understanding the future if you cannot understand the past.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's...
I'm sorry. I mean, to my way of thinking. I mean, people may disagree. You know? Oh,
no, that's very interesting, and it also provides you with a wealth of material, obviously. All right, Al, thank you very much. I know you want to relax, have yourself a beer or whatever. Thanks for coming by, and thanks for doing the broadcast.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot, and hey!
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Al Stewart. Okay.